We're going to head to Ypsilanti and be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. Good, thanks.
Good morning. Thank you for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon when you got back to your office and watched the film. Talk about the performance by your Eagles.
Yeah, well, the positives are we had a really good week of preparation, and I think something that was lacking the week before was just the inspiration, the passion, the energy in which you need to play the game, and our guys brought that as well, and so was really pleased with how they responded in those two ways. But then, you know, we lost the turnover takeaway ratio 1-4. And our third down conversions, they were about 50%, and we were 2 of 13. And those are, tough recipe, to win a football game with those. And still, I mean, our guys fought, and, you know, with just a few seconds left, you know, we were, half a foot out of bounds there and ended up losing the game. So we are absolutely disappointed, but know that there's a lot of football left, and that we just got to play better, which we're looking forward to try to make happen.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Doesn't matter the program, doesn't matter what level. When you have four turnovers, you're doomed for challenges in a football game, aren't you?
Yep. Nope, that's exactly right, and we're well aware of that. And just like, you know, most people, or all people, I mean, nobody wants to turn the ball over. You better make sure that you don't. It's the quickest way to lose a game.
Offensively, Mike Glass, 20 of 34 passing with the 283 yards and one touchdown. Talk about his performance and also your running game. What improvements can you make this week in order to get the running game going to help your offense overall?
Well, really, Mike, you know, you take away the interceptions, and, you know, he had a solid outing. So don't want to put too much on his shoulders just let him play football. And then running game, I mean, that's, you know, we're working on that now. Got to see what we do best, what our strengths are, and how those match up against, the team that we're playing. And, we got to continue to get better at the running game.
You turn the page, you look ahead to Western Michigan as you host them this coming Saturday. When you look at film of the Broncos, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you, both offensively and defensively.
Well, they're super explosive offensively. You know, got a quarterback with a ton of experience who's knows the system well, is smart and accurate. So he's just really good. And then the offensive line, I think, is what he and the quarterback and the O-line really make everything go. Really good offensive line, both in pass pro and in run blocking. And then with Bellamy, he's a guy that can take a broken play 50 yards. I mean, he's just electric and dangerous. And then, you know, to their credit, with having lost some wide receivers, they've really reloaded. They have guys that can run and can catch the ball. And so it's some new faces there, but are still very talented there. Defensively, you know, I just think they really run well everywhere. You know, they're an athletic defense that plays really hard and runs well. So, in places where there's space, that space can go away quickly. I think they do a really good job.
In recent years, your Eagles and your program have had a good response in responding to losses and avoiding that consecutive and piling up in the wrong way. Talk about how you're going to lean on that experience looking ahead with the Western Michigan game at home this coming Saturday.
Well, I mean, 2 years ago we lost 6 in a row after beating Rutgers, and then last year we lost 4 in a row after beating Purdue. I mean, those are long stretches to me. But our team never broke. and that's the key. I mean, to me, that's an unconscionable amount of losses. And in those 2 years, they were not only losses, but heartbreaking, you know, one score overtime, you know, failed 2-point conversion to win kind of games. So we have been resilient. So this team now has a chance to prove that the 2019 team is still made in that same vein. Because, you know, losing's not fun. And again, they've responded in the way that we've asked them to. And still then, you know, just weren't able to play a complete clean game. So we got to get better. Don't have to be perfect, but have to play really good football and play it for four quarters and play complimentary football. And that's what gives you a chance to win. And if we do that, we're going to have a chance to win. And if we don't, it's going to be really tough.
Defensively, linebacker Colby Beltram, career high, 12 tackles in the Ball State contest. Talk about what he brings to your defense, and overall, how is your defense right now where you want them to be midway through the season?
Yeah, Colby really, you know, stepped into a leadership role for us. Even just last January, you know, we had two senior inside linebackers that graduated and were really good leaders and players for us. And so Colby is, and he played some last year, he runs our front and does a good job at it. Had a productive game, on Saturday. And, you know, in terms of our defense, we're not playing as well on stop downs as we need to, still giving up more explosives than we'd like. But we've known all along that we had a lot of new faces on our front, and that it was a situation where each week we're gonna have to, you know, get better and get better and get better and get better. And that's what we're trying to do, is continuously improve. And we've seen improvement, but we're certainly not there yet.
Well, Chris, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Western Michigan this coming Saturday. I want to wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, Ken. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. For Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles, coming off the 29-23 loss to Ball State in that contest, again, linebacker Colby Beltram matched a career high with 12 tackles and also recorded a tackle for loss and a recovered fumble in that contest for Eastern Michigan. They will be hosting Western Michigan this coming Saturday, October 19th, that game at 7 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.